Yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. I'm here with my man's
Jay.
And you are tuned in to Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world?
What's up, world?
So y'all know we up in the building once again, man. And you know the first thing that we do before we get this podcast started is we play a snippet of one of my songs. So here's another snippet of one of my songs. You can get this. Actually, this is a little exclusive for y'all. It's not out yet, but it will be out in March. By the way, so by the time this drops, it'll be out. So the name of this song is called Get It and Flip It. Get It and Flip It. Y'all know what's up. So we're going to play this right now. Heat Level Entertainment, bitch.
Ain't none of you niggas comparing to me. Me. I'm something that most of you cats want to be. Be. Ain't nothing that's giving a nigga for free. So I grind in the hustle, sweat in my cheeks. This money I'm earning, I'm playing for keeps. So I get it and flip it, I get it and flip it. I get it and flip it, I get it and flip it. I get it and flip it, I get it and flip it. I get it and flip it, I get it and flip it. I get it and flip it, I get it and flip it. I get it and flip it, I get it and flip it. I get it and flip it, I get it and flip it. Now I gotta slow it down. Let me introduce myself, Mr. Always Head Street Cred. Yeah, my dough legit now, but Always Head Street Bread. Fresher than a motherfucker, hiding in Cali State. Yeah, nigga, heavy homie, cause my name carry weight. I'm living in the fast lane, buck 50 on the interstate. All I do is accelerate. I'm never pushing on the brakes. I know they looking at me. They don't like me. It's okay, they hate. I'ma tear this club up like 3-6 and 98. Let this shit marinate. Niggas know I'm about it, nigga. No.
Yeah, man. That's that motherfucking Get It and Flip It. Actually, man, it's not available on Spotify and Apple Music yet, but it might be by the time this podcast come out. But you can get it on Loom. That's L-U-M, man. Joaquin, man. Y'all go check that out. Y'all can listen to that on Loom right now. Now, we in for another podcast with my new co-host, Jay.
What's up, man?
Ain't no doubt. So, well, we're going to go and get into the locker room talk. So, what is our topic of the day?
Well, I think our topic gonna be about letting other people's opinion dictate how you turn out.
Yeah, right. So look, and look, y'all, we end up wanting to do this because, you know, shout out to my old co-host, but it is what it is, right?
No doubt.
And hate it or love it, I don't give a fuck. But you know, you let people dictate what you do because of their opinion. I'm a person that got a very strong opinion, right? And I give my opinion, and I give it to you. You don't got to take what the fuck I said.
It's an opinion.
It's an opinion. But a lot of people feel that some people that got very strong opinions that mean a lot in their life, that they got to fucking do what the fuck they said. Right. And that's some bullshit. Because I don't give a fuck. You give me an opinion.
Man, shit.
Would you do that?
Hey, if your opinion towards me, I'm going to take it and listen to it. And, it, you know, you got to digest that all the time. So, you know, that makes your character. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You either going to take it and it's going to make you be this way, or you're going to take it and absorb it. Like, man, he don't know what he's talking about, this, that, and other. So, man, ain't nowhere in the world. I'm going to let your opinion dictate how it would turn out. Cause, you know.
It make no sense,
yeah,
right?
That's your the main thing about it to me. Yeah. Like we said, it's an opinion. It ain't the actual fact. There's a difference.
Yeah. And I tell people that all the time. Like, if somebody say, okay, so what you think? Okay, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. If you don't like my opinion, then don't take it, motherfucker. Right. It's no different from me giving you some advice. Yeah. If I say, hey, look, Jay, you should snatch some goals out your mouth.
Hey, that'll be a conversation that we have, you know what I'm saying? Because really, that's your opinion, you know what I'm saying?
You might be like, well, all right, nigga, that I feel you, but nigga, I'm keeping my goggles, nigga. Yeah. Like, okay, we still cool.
Exactly.
You feel me? And I think it, a lot when people, mothers and fathers, people that they're very close to, I think it means more to them when they give opinion about something.
Yeah, and then even with that, it depends on the person. Because me, you know, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna hear what you got to say. And, you know, that's cool. That's your opinion. Because like I'm the same way too. I give my opinion when it's, you know, when it's time. I ain't gonna just come out with it all. You know.
Yeah. And that's what I think. When people ask me a question, I don't know why people do this. That know me, But when they ask me a question, they know I'm going to have a fucked up thing to say.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my shit is not going to be what you expect.
Yeah.
You know? And I tell people that all the time. I'm like, okay, you want my opinion?
You ain't finna get nothing watered down.
You ain't finna get it watered down. I'm not diluting shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, don't put no sugar on my grapefruit, which is one of my poems, actually, by the way. But anyway, you feel what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't do that, because you ask me, if you come to me and be like, hey, look, man, I was thinking about doing the stocks, so I'm going to put $100 in the stocks, man, and I think I'm going to keep it in there. You think I can make about $1,000? No, nigga, because you don't know how to play the stocks.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Man, yeah. Yeah, put that 100 in now, then get it and flip it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, nigga. Like, oh, no, nigga. I don't know why every nigga think they can get rich off the stocks.
I'm going to give you a case in point. Well, we already know that. You know, our opinions it is that don't even matter.
Yeah, I know.
Because I remember, you know, what my opinion on something you did one time. Hey,
come on, stay like, the fact. No,
with the music, you know what I'm saying? But that's what everybody's music, period. You going to have some music, you know how.
Yeah, what was it? Yeah,
I can't remember. It was one you had wrote, man. When we was doing our little bit, and I was like, man, I don't like that boy. You got hot. You like, hey, what you mean? I'm like, shit. I'm just telling you, that ain't me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you don't like it, shit. You don't like the flow. And you know, it's so funny. I threw all that shit away.
All of
it. Most of it. That shit, because a lot of that shit was like.
Hey, now check this out then. So, hey, you glad I was around then? I'm going to tell you what.
Hey, yeah, keep it real.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to do. I can't do
and
nothing
then,
but
and then
that,
one man. Of them songs that you like is shit.
You
and
still ain't
like,
did
it. Still ain't
did
it.
Playing
like,
around.
Because to me, I'm like, that shit whack.
Crazy.
But you feel me? But that's the opinion,
yeah,
right?
That's just, yeah,
and it's kind of like, you know, I'm about to shoot this film and my second unit director, right? We had a talk, right? And he might listen to this podcast. What up, Mike, or whatever. If you're working with me, cool. If you're not, you know, I don't give a fuck. I would keep moving.
Yeah.
But he was telling me about the scenes. I was one of the two of the scenes in my film.
Yeah.
And you done read a little bit of the film. And he was like, oh, you got to make him desperate. Like, no, I'm not making him fucking desperate. Like, well, no, I don't want him to be desperate. Yeah. I want him to be the character that I wrote. But I listened to what he was saying, and I told him at the end, like, I appreciate it, but I'm not doing that.
Might be an idea for something in the future.
That's what I told him. I said, now, maybe that's something I can write in the future, but no, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think that character should have that. So I listened to his opinion, but I didn't. Go off of that shit. Fuck that. Like, if somebody tell me right now, hey, man, cut your dreads, you know, I'm actually going to cut my dreads, but I'm going to cut them when the fuck I want to.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? I'm going to cut them when I'm in a position to cut them, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Where I'm going to be in a, different type of, you know, if I'm going to be doing acting and stuff, you know, camera magic, it's hard to hide dreads these long.
Yeah.
You know, even with camera, where they're going to digitally remove it. You know, that's an extra $1 million to digitally remove it through the whole movie. Fuck that. Cut it. They can always put hair on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. It's fucking hair. If cut my hair can give me $5 million and give me something that I want to do, it's fucking hair. You feel what I mean? It's hair. I'm not going to get no skirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It ain't my thing. You know what I mean? I ain't got nothing, you know, y'all want to do that, getting skirts and moving shit, whatever. Cool. That just don't fit my character.
Yeah.
And that's an opinion, too.
Right.
Like, that is an opinion, all right? So about these actors that do these, getting these dresses and stuff for these roles. You know, they say, oh, they doing this to a black man. I feel that in certain cases, they are. But then I feel in certain cases that them motherfuckers picked to do that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Martin Lawrence, a comedian, he wanted to be Big Mom in a dress.
Yeah.
And, you know, Madea, I was like, at the end of the day, that shit funny as fuck. You know what I mean? And you know, it was just, it's comical. But it's still an opinion by people say, look, that shit is gay or whatever. It's people's opinion. You know, they actors, so they do what the fuck they do. Comedians do what the fuck they do. They do their job, whatever. Not my cup of tea to get in a dress for a film, but hey, whoever do it, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Them still like a piece. I'm not going to let nobody's opinion dictate my money.
Nah,
like, for example, I'm going to be doing some voiceovers. And a lot of people say, I want you to do it. You may need to be a cartoon character. You know what I mean?
You
real
chef,
shit.
You chef on South Park.
Hey, because everybody like my voice. Check this out. Now, this is the thing about opinions, right? Now, I got some motherfuckers that ain't on that level, right? And they're like, no, nigga, man, your rap, your music hard, nigga. But if Disney say, hey, Mr. Joaquin Abdullah Talib, we have this gerbil we want you to play in this upcoming film that Disney is doing. We're going to give you a check of $50,000, and we want to do a sequel. So if the first one do good, we want to probably bring you back for the sequel. So I sign on to that. And they say, but under one condition. You're going to have to clean up your music. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, my rap days are over.
Movie check. Dude,
movie check.
Cartoon movie?
Cartoon.
Man, that's forever.
That's for- Disney, here I come. I'd be on the next track. Right. And you know, some people say, oh, you selling out. No, nigga, yeah, I'm buying in.
Hey, I'm changing my name in.
Look, they said, nah, niggas will say I'm selling out. Yeah. No, I'm buying in. Because at the end of the day, I can always be a rapper that don't cuss.
Yeah.
Will Smith did it. I can always clean up my shit, don't say nigga, take the cussing out, and still have some dope ass shit.
Somebody go buy it.
Yeah. What you talking about? Big Willie style went like 6 times platinum. Hey, what you talking about?
Hey, that ain't going to do nothing but help everything else. Yeah, you what? Disney. Oh, he got music too. Download.
What? Oh, you talking about the guy that played the gerbil?
Yeah.
You feel me? They going to make 100 million streams.
Man, all right. Real gold, real diamond.
Yeah. You feel me? Why I'm going to go diamond overnight. The went to 120 million. And it's crazy that we talking about this because, you know, that shit, like, really can happen.
Yeah, that's how
you know, because I really got that voice. And, you know, look, I already got put up on game about doing voiceovers and stuff. I got a studio right there. Endless voiceovers. Yes. And I'm going to be submitting my reels. But if a mother coming with their opinion talking about, man, I don't think you should do that because it's going to mess with your fan base. I'm like, oh, really? Damn. But I'm doing it, though. You feel what I mean? Appreciate that, exactly. But I'm doing this. I'm going to be a Disney character. Look, I don't give a fuck with nobody going to tell me, nigga. Disney going to cut that check.
Yeah.
Hey, I might not get paid for the first film. I'm cool with that.
Oh, you're going to get paid for the first one.
Yeah, the first one. Hey, the first one probably make me a millionaire.
Yeah, you're going to get paid.
If not, hey, even if it don't make me a millionaire, I'd be $100,000
now. Man, they got this thing called royalties.
What you say? Oh, what? They're going to be like, hey, look, we're going to pay you $50,000, but you can get this much off the film. Or we can pay you $300,000. And you ain't going to get nothing out the film. You know, that's how they be doing them. Guess what? Give me that 50.
Babe, let me get that.
Let me get that 50. Because you talk about who else who doing some voiceovers on that? Oh, well, you know, we got Robert De Niro and we got Will Smith. Oh, you do? All right, cuckoo. I take that 50.
The thing about it is Disney.
And let me get them royalties.
You said Disney, but get it. I don't care if ain't nobody name on it. It can be a whole bunch of new people. Finna get that money. Disney gonna do what it take. They ain't finna waste no money.
Nah, hell no. Nah, it ain't too many Disney movies that I know that didn't make a lot of money.
Yeah, they ain't finna waste it.
Or DreamWorks. DreamWorks. You know what I'm saying? Animation. So your opinion gonna be whatever, and I'm gonna look at you like, nigga, can you cut this check? Yeah, you talking about, keep it. I am keeping it street.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because if I ain't mistaken, if you selling dope in the game and you start with crumbs, you want to get up to some bread. Then from the bread, you want to get the loaves. Then from the loaves, you want to get the whole fucking bread truck.
Yeah.
You know? Then before that, you want to get where the fuck you're growing the bread at. You feel me? So you trying to go up. So why are you going to say, oh, you ain't keeping it hood? Nigga, I'm keeping it hood as hell being a gerbil in a Disney motherfucking movie.
Hey, I don't know what hood you in that's growing bread.
You know what I mean, though. Yeah, you know, wheat. Like, you go from, you know, owning the goddamn wheat. You feel me?
Yeah.
You want to own that because you're starting off with crumbs. See, first you're going to get what's already made. Now you want to be the person that's making it. And that's the way it goes. Yeah. So if I'm playing a Disney character, then I might start playing the Disney character, then have a producing credit. Then I might end up making my own animation film that is ran by Disney.
And guess what? You're going to see them U-Haul trucks parked outside. They can move it.
But shit, nigga. What? And they going to be like, hey, is Joaquin here? Who's Joaquin? Oh, yeah, we're moving for him. Yeah. That nigga already done. That nigga in the fucking Bahamas right now. He getting a personal Allen built. You know what I'm saying? But I think a lot of people don't understand that. They don't get that. That's not selling out, man. That's buying in, man. Yeah. You know, selling out is a little different. You know what I mean? And so opinions don't mean shit, man. You know what I mean? I ain't saying nothing. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to say opinions don't mean shit, because sometimes people got good opinions that can work for your life. Because I listen to stuff that Denzel Washington State, I listen to a lot of his motivational speaking, and he say a lot of shit that are opinions to other people. But I could take that good advice and whatever. I like that, and I can put that towards my life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So some people got a nice argument. You know, a very good argument. Like, if you want to, like, some arguments don't really be good arguments. But, you know, but people have some stupid-ass opinions. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No
way. But if, for example, if you go and say the world, right? The globe. The world is round. Right?
That's what is it round or is it flat?
Or is it flat? All right, let's talk. Let's discuss, right? Yeah. So you can give me all this shit talking about, well, look, the reason why the world is flat, man, because if you really think about it, the water kind of pulls off the side, you know? I'm sounding like a country guy right now, right? The water really pulls off the side, and I'm like, nah, look, motherfucker, it's round because when you're on a boat, bitch, you're going round. You feel me? It's never no ending. Yeah. But whatever, some people don't even think that we sideways right now, you feel me? But it's an argument, right? It's not really, can you really say facts? Oh, you seen pictures from they said we was on the fucking moon. I don't believe that shit. Yeah, I don't think we ever hit the goddamn moon. Yeah. But, you know, they say we did in 1963. Kiss my ass. They ain't even had a technology guy, but they gonna tell me 1963, this nigga was bouncing on the moon. How was he bouncing on the moon? Like, whatever. But, you know, that's a thing too. But, but just opinions, you know?
That's for another conversation.
Yeah, but, you know, opinions, man.
Yeah, man, opinions, hey, one thing about it is going to either make you or break you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, it's like an asshole. Everybody got one. but hey, my girl told me the other day, she said, it was this girl that was born without an asshole. And it's like,
so she shit through her mouth.
Yeah, whatever she shitting through. Anyway, everybody got a shit. Or it's going through the side of her intestines, or whatever the fuck it is, whatever, you know. But she knew what the hell I meant, but you know what I'm saying. So, you know, that's just how it works, though, man. Which, hey, man, opinions is opinions. If you want to take it, voice your, always, you got freedom of speech. They're going to take that shit away before it's over with. But you got freedom of speech. So when you have something to say, you got an opinion about something. If you're a person that's racist as fuck, be racist. If you're a person that don't like homosexuality, That's your privilege. That's your own preference. If you're a person that only like people with blue eyes and green toes, you know what I mean? Hey. And I might say I don't like people with blue eyes or green toes. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
Right.
You know, but don't leave the person you with because I said I don't like blue eyes and green toes.
Hey, I feel bad about that one. Yeah, if I'd have told you, hey, man, hey, I don't like this. She look like this. And you go to pick something, like, oh, man, I feel bad for you then.
Then I'd be like, damn, nigga, I really was just talking shit. For real? Like, she wasn't that bad, homie. Then you went to go get this chick that looked way worse than the one you had. Should have kept the one with the blue eyes and the green toes.
Yeah. Hell nah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's, you know, so don't let a person that is strong, opinionated person make you make decisions in your life that probably not right. You know what I mean? If it don't feel right and it don't sit right with your soul, 9 times out of 10, the shit ain't right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Trust me, most of the times when we go against our gut, we always end fucked up.
More than likely.
More than likely. You know what I'm saying? I've never heard a nigga say, damn, man, I listened to what I was supposed to do, man, and ended up like this. You feel me?
Yeah.
Motherfucker be like, damn, why the fuck I do that? I knew not to do that shit. Especially being in prison.
Yeah.
Man, if I would have just took that left instead of taking that right. Man, something told me to take that left. But, nigga, you took it right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You didn't listen to your, You didn't listen to your gut, dog. Yeah. You know, and people say when you listen to your gut, it's really like your soul, your conscience really talking to you. You know, ain't no different, man. So if somebody give you an opinion and your gut say, this nigga full of shit, then guess what? That nigga probably full of shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that nigga opinion. Yeah. All right. So everybody, opinions are good. Everyone have one, but you ain't got to listen to everybody's opinion.
Exactly. All right.
No doubt, right? All right, then. So, Mr. J, since we've been knowing each other a while now, what you have going on in the days of your life, like what you have going on that's making you prosper more than you was before you got out of prison or incarceration, now that you've been free for a while, you're feeling that you are prospering, are you elevating at the way you want to elevate, or are you elevating at a way that you like, I'm cool, but I need to elevate a little bit more, because I'm going to give you what I think of myself.
All right, the main thing is this, is to want to elevate. So if you're not even, first of all, if you ain't even elevating, then of course you're doing something you need to change it up, and that's my opinion as well, you know.
Yeah, your opinion. Yeah.
Me on myself, yeah, I done elevated a lot from where I was when I went to prison, you know, before I went and when I got out. Now, you know, man, after so much studying and putting this together and that together, realizing what I done in the past, of course, I went from here to there. I'm not at that ceiling yet because I don't have that generational wealth set up yet.
So until that
is set up, then I'll be up there. But, yeah, no doubt I'm most definitely elevating. And the ideas are there is even written down. You know, they say first is the thought. You get the thought, and then you put it on paper so that you see it. And then after that, you got to do something about it. So,
yeah
I'm at that stage where I am doing something about my thought.
Yeah, so what they say, I know I quote Denzel Washington a lot, but he said dreams without goals are just dreams.
Just dreams. Yeah, I heard that before.
You know what I mean? And you're right, man. You know, you elevate. Like, okay, I say one thing about me. I've been out 3 years, so I'm going to tell you, like, how I feel. Now, me, a lot of people look and say, dang, Joaquin, you're doing a lot. You know, they say, oh, but you shooting your videos, you editing your videos, you doing this and you doing that and you're doing that, then you still working and bringing cash and you flying out and you doing that. They look at me like, you doing a lot. You know what I be thinking to myself? I do a lot, but I'm still not doing enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really do look at it like that. I'm like, okay, I'm doing a lot, but I'm not doing enough.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I ain't sitting on 300 grand
exactly.
Right now.
Yeah, that's how I feel, man, you all feel the time. Me? Like, man, like, I really consider my situation to be like nothing. Like, man, I'm, you know, in a way, I'm kind of disgusted, but I ain't because I ain't, you know, I'm not disgusted. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, people come to me and be like, you know, I got a little homie, man. Shout out to my guy, Big Ball, man. He be like, man, you be traveling, my dad, too. You be traveling, man. You be having fun. And I'll be like, yeah, I know I'm, you know, to go to Miami again. You know, yeah, we was in Atlanta. You know, we was in New York. Yeah, man, but I ain't doing enough.
Right.
You feel me? Nigga, I ain't in Switzerland.
Yeah.
Nigga, I ain't in Italy with a boat and chilling on the water. But you feel me?
Think about this then. A good way to think about it. You said elevate, right? With an elevator, and it go up, it takes stops on flows.
Yeah, you know it does.
First floor, second floor, third floor.
So
I'm on that elevator, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going down either.
Yeah, make sure that bitch keep going up, nigga.
I ain't on that ground level no more.
And you know, people have minor setbacks for a major comeback. And I think my minor setback was prison. I'm not looking, excuse me, for no more setbacks. You feel me? I'm cutting motherfuckers off. I'm saying, look, my girl, we good and stuff like that. But, you know, she ain't getting in my way. My kids ain't getting my way. Look, I love y'all. Y'all want to be on this train? Let's go. If y'all want to try to block what I'm doing, y'all got to get the fuck out the way. You get what I mean? I'm coming through. I'm like a fucking train with no arms. You know, them arms that come down and stop the cars and shit? Fuck that. I don't need them. When you see that bang, bang, get the fuck out the way. I'm coming through. I'm not stopping. I'm not breaking. Yeah. Hey, goddamn, if you didn't get on that bitch at the station, hey, it's going to be hard for you to get on that motherfucker now. Because hey, I'm moving.
You better have a fast vehicle.
Man, what you saying, man?
A method of jumping on.
And so, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'm like, nah, I'm not doing enough. Because look, when I get comfortable, anybody, right? When you get comfortable, you're not going to move farther because you're comfortable. You cool. I like 9 to 5. Some people start out making $15 an hour. Now they making $30 an hour. So they're making double what they start. They're like, oh, shit, I'm making $30 an hour. I'm working 5 days a week. Then sometimes I work overtime. Oh, man, I'm bringing in about $1,500 a week.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bringing in $6,000 a month. There's a lot of people that's bread. You know, they making almost $80,000 a year or whatever. That's bread to them. That's bread. Real shit.
Yeah,
I'm making $6,000 a month. Oh, I can pay my mortgage, which is, we're going to say $900. Ooh, I can pay my car note, which is $700. And then my light bill and stuff, dude, I still got $3,000 to spend a month.
Yeah.
Some people, they've been living up. That ain't me. $3,000 to spend a month ain't shit. The fuck y'all talking about? $3,000 to spend a month ain't shit.
You can spend that on, man, that's...
Nigga, I just bought some Joe in Atlanta that was $160. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
So, damn, once I buy 10 pair of Jordans, I'm damn near half over $3,000.
Yeah, no,
and I would love to have 10 pair of Jordans.
Then you gonna go out to eat and, man, nah, that ain't nothing.
But to a lot of people...
Hey, yeah, rent over half that.
But to a lot of people, just having $3,000 to spend after their bills is good money because they got $3,000 to spend.
Yeah.
Look, man. Hey, man, that ain't shit. That's my opinion. Okay, because a lot of people might say,
yeah, that's the level that you want.
Yeah,
you know?
That's my opinion. It's $3,000 and shit. Look, check this out. My opinion, having fucking $10,000 to spend a month after paying your bills ain't shit. So y'all might look at me and be like, this motherfucker crazy. Yeah, $10,000 extra, that's $120,000 extra a year. That ain't shit.
Yeah, like you say, it's your level.
Yeah, nigga. First of all, my truck was $17,000. The car in there was $5,000 in the what you call it. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
The transmission I just put in my $3,600. All right. The motor we put in her
$3,800 back to back.
That's already $20,000.
Yeah.
You
remember why I told you back when that was going on? I said, think about this, man. You know how we came, but most times somebody a motor go out. All right, that car gonna sit for a week before it even got touched.
Maybe a month.
Yeah, you put that. They went out. It was in the shop. Get to work immediately, and then turn around a transmission a week later. $2,500. Motherfucker would have been dead.
Somebody
would have went and shot themselves. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
You know how it is.
Yeah, because my dad was like, and he was like, "Well, look at it this way. You have the money to get it fixed."
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And that lets me know when I fixed it, I was broke as fuck. You feel me?
Yeah.
Trying to grab back up to get my bread. But I was like, that's $3,600. Not really down the drain because it fixed my truck.
Yeah.
And then the motor that she blew up, it got fixed. But at the end of the day, I looked at it like this. Then that let me know that I'm not where I want to be either.
Right.
Because if I was where I want to be, I wouldn't even remember. It would have been like, all right, boom, fix that. Matter of fact, go and put a turbo engine in that bitch.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no
doubt. So to me, man, good money to me. All right? And then we're going to go on to our last segment of the day. Good money to me. This is my opinion. Since we're talking about opinions, good money to me, bro, is at least $50,000 a month and able to spend at least about $40,000 of that. So $10,000 of that should be enough to go to bills and do what you want. But $40,000 I should just have where I can invest, do whatever I want. $40,000 a month. I put it, that's good money to me.
I would say so. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's rich to some, you know, well, to a majority.
That's,
you know,
about
what I'm
600.
Saying? That's a majority of people that's considered rich. You know what I'm saying? To be able to spend 40 on what you want to spend it on.
Yeah, because that ain't even a million now. That's about,
some people don't even make 40 in a year, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, honestly, and if you think about 40 grand, it's really about 600. It ain't even a million now. But I do what the fuck I want with that.
Yeah.
40 grand a month to spend after everything I done. Hey. Yeah.
And on that level right there, in a year, it's going to be more than that. Because, of course, you're going to want to be invested in more.
Yeah.
You're invested in more, you make more. The more you're making, the more you're going to spend, you know.
Yeah,
the
more. That's true.
That's just how it is.
You know, but, you know, I ain't gonna be the one to buy Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana and shit like that.
Right. That's a fad, man.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna be rocking my own shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. And, like, no doubt. But, yeah. Hey, so, that's our take on opinions, y'all. Jay, that's take on opinions. So, we got our last segment today, and it's called Brutally Honest. Ooh. It's where we ask you a question. And if, you know, you lie, man, you're going to get your ass ragged, man, because I'm going to see if you're lying. So, hey, Mr. J.
This one got some heat on it, too.
Got man. Some motherfucking heat. Got some of them Cheetos.
Got some fire behind it.
Flaming hot Cheetos behind it. Shout out to Cheetos. Can I get a check? Thank you.
Hey, this one's going to get somebody on sleep on their couch right here.
Hey, if you married.
Well, how it all depends. You know?
Hey, I don't. No,
I ain't gonna be on no couch.
I ain't gonna depend on what kind of woman or what kind of man you got.
Yeah.
So make sure we do it for the ladies and the men. So what's the brutally honest question?
Brutally honest. Brutally honest.
Brutally honest.
All right. So this is what we got. Have you ever lied about sleeping with someone when you did?
So, hey, that's what he said, ladies. Have you ever, your man said, hey, man, you fuck dude right there? And you're like, nah, I ain't never fucked dude, but you really have. And to y'all men, when your girl be like, man, yo, man, you fucked that shit, man, I ain't never fucked that shit.
Yeah.
But you really have? Have you ever did it? So, since he's had the question, I got to say, yeah, come on, man. Come on, man, I'm a nigga. Of course I did it. Yes, I have did it. I have did that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was younger.
Yeah.
Okay?
Get that on out of the
way. Yeah, let me go on and say that. When I was younger, so I won't be sleeping on the couch, all right? When we get hit in the head, like, nah, motherfucker, you said on the podcast. Hold on. When I was younger, so some of my exes back in the day, if they listened to it, they were like, that lying motherfucker. Yes, I've did it more than once. God damn it, hell nah, I ain't finna tell you. This motherfucker come over all the time, boy. You worked with her and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you done fucked up. Nah, what? Man, my type of chick. You tripping. I knocked her loose.
Oh, man.
All right, so, Mr. Jay, you gotta answer your own question, player.
Oh, yeah, man, well, it's brutally honest, man. It's brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah, I'm going to put my head down. But, of course I have, man. And the killer part, yeah, mine was a long time ago, too.
Make sure you put that out there. It was a long time ago.
It's actual fact. It was a long time ago. You know, I'm on multiple marriages. So, my first marriage, I had a little situation where, you know.
She's going to be mad.
Yeah,
now.
We was going to. I mean, hey, there's a thing of the past,
yeah,
you know.
But,
you know how it is, man. Motherfucker ain't gonna, you ain't gonna, gonna tell the truth on that one at that time.
Hey, if she ever get a hold to this podcast, she gonna be like, that motherfucker. Because you know one thing about women.
Yeah.
That whole shit for 25 years.
Hell yeah.
They'll be like,
going to the grave.
That motherfucking nigga told me he didn't.
Yeah.
Go call up. So back in 2001, you were fucking my nigga?
Yeah.
You get 20 years later.
Yeah.
But hey, I'm going to tell you. Hey, man, if y'all want to go in the comments, if y'all watch this on YouTube, man, y'all make sure y'all subscribe, like, and comment on the Brutally Honest. If y'all listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, y'all make sure y'all leave a comment. And please follow, man.
Follow.
And download this podcast, man. New co-host Jay in the building. And if y'all want to listen to my music, which is Y-Keem on Spotify and wherever you get your music at, it's W-Y-Keem. Q-E-E-M, W-Y-Q, Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all know it, son. And then y'all can go to YKM TV, man, if y'all want to see the videos of my music, which is W-Y-Q-E-E-M TV. That's W-Y-Q, Eric, Mama, Mimi, Moo Moo. So y'all know what TV, and y'all make sure y'all check that out. And this podcast, if y'all want to see the visuals of this podcast, y'all make sure y'all go to Heat Level Podcast on YouTube, and y'all can see the
visuals. Subscribe.
And subscribe, like, and comment on the Brutally Honest, or just comment on the page, period. But I want to hear the Brutally Honest. What have something, have our Brutally Honest question, I want to hear y'all answer to our Brutally Honest question. So I really appreciate that. Now, we about to get up out of here, and y'all know what I always say. I'm about this, bitch.
Peace.